Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you.
Today's scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" The devil left him, and the angels came and attended to him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
May we pray. We live in a world, O Lord, that would be willing to tempt us to become less than what you had created us to be. May we, your children, be filled with your Holy Spirit when given the opportunity to turn our backs on you. We will say, "No, not now. No, not ever." We pray this in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the early Christians observed with great devotion the days of our Lord's passion and resurrection, and it became the custom of the church that before the Easter celebration, there would be 40-day season of spiritual preparation. During this season, converts to the faith were prepared for holy baptism. It was also a time when persons who had committed serious sins and had separated themselves from the community of faith were reconciled by penitence and forgiveness and restored to participation in the life of the church. In this way, the whole congregation was reminded of the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ and the need we all have to renew our faith. I therefore invite you in the name of the church to observe a Holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word to make a right beginning of repentance and as a mark of our mortal nature to bow before our Creator and our Redeemer. It is my hope and my prayer that you and I will enter in and accept this invitation to a holy and solemn Lent this season. Temptation. What is it? What does that word mean? We've all been tempted, but what does it mean to be tempted? The best definition I've ever heard of temptation is this: to become what we were not created to be. Temptation means to become what we were not created to be. Therefore, when we heard Jad read our scripture, we heard Jesus being tempted to become what he was not created to be, or what he had been sent to become. For Jesus did not come into this world to allow his belly to dominate him, or to control him, or to tell him what to do. His Father in heaven told him what to do. He wasn't going to jump off of a temple to create some kind of sensationalism. He was going to live a life and show people who God was and what God looked like, and was going to inspire people to follow him. And Jesus did not come into this world to be someone who had political power and aspirations that he was going to win the world at the expense of his soul. Jesus came into this world to be what God defined him as, his son. And that's what Jesus did. And that's who you and I are to be, his children. No one is to define who you and I are except our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When you and I are tempted, we need to remember that we are being tempted to become what we were not created to be. Therefore, we are inspired to say no to whatever temptation comes our way. And sometimes we have done that. When temptation has come our way, we have found the ability to say no, and we've said no. But there's been other times when we have become famished. We've become in such great need. We've given in at times and have started to become what we were not created to be. And by the grace of God, His Holy Spirit convicted our hearts. We confessed our sins and we turned and we came back to Him to continue to be what we were created to be. It is not a sin to be tempted. Jesus was tempted in all ways that you and I are, but without sin. Therefore, when we go to Him and ask Him for help, He understands, before He was tempted like you and me. Of course, the Scripture tells us that God is not the one who tempts us. The Bible says that you and I are the ones who tempt us. You and I are tempted by our own lusts and desires. There was a gentleman who came to work one day and he had a bag of Krispy Kreme donuts. It was during the Lenten season. And his employee, people that he worked with was very surprised because he was a very disciplined person. And they said, "Hey, what's with these donuts?" And he said, "Well, these are holy donuts." They said, "What do you mean?" He says, "Well, God gave me these donuts." He said, "Well, what do you mean?" He said, "Well, I prayed today that if God would have me to break my fast during the week, that when I got to the Krispy Kreme donuts place, that there would be a parking space right in front." And he said, on the fifth time around, there it was. You and I can play games this Lenten season and pretend, or we can take it serious, is what it says to do, by having a solemn Lent. Today, you and I are to fast concerning those things that contribute to you and me not being who we were created to be. There are things in my life that I need to work on. I'm sure there are things in your life that you need to work on. And this is the time, not just during the Lenten season, but it's something you and I do every day. We know the buttons that push us. We know our weakness. So does God. Today, our story is not about how you and me can say no to temptation, though you and I need to say no to it. It's about someone who knew how to say no to temptation, and who said no to it all of the days of his life, and who never thwarted being the person that God created him to be. And as a result of that, today you and I, when we do enter into temptation, and we do yield, and we do sin, that the Holy Spirit comes to us and convicts us of that sin, and we confess our sin. And He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Today, you and I are invited to come to the table. And today, I'm going to ask you to take your Methodist hymnals, if you would. And I'm going to ask you to turn to page 13. Do you remember page 13? On page 13 in your Methodist hymnal is our communion ritual. And it tells the story of you and me. I will read that in light print and ask you to respond by reading that in bold. May we begin. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Before you is the bread and the cup. The bread Jesus broke and gave to his disciples. Yet his body was not broke, you will remember. They went to the cross to break his body, but you remember what happened, right? They went there and he had already died. For no one took his life, he gave it. They went there to break his legs, if you will remember. And when they got to him, he was already gone. After the meal, they took the cup and he gave it to them. "This cup of salvation is offered to you and to me and to all persons. You and I belong to a denomination where we practice open communion, which means regardless of anyone's denomination affiliation, you are welcome to this table. You may belong to the Baptist Church, Lutheran Church, Roman Catholic Church, Nazarene Church, you name the church. You may be a member of the No Church. Your name may not even be on the roll of any church. You're welcome here. For this is the Lord's table, and he extends himself to whosoever will."